A fan favorite has been disqualified from this year's Iditarod, and mushers are in the midst of the longest run of the race. I'm Josh Edge.
Support for APRN Iditarod coverage comes from Wells Fargo, providing financial tools and resources for purchasing a home or planning for the future. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A.
The University of Alaska Southeast offers degree programs you won't find anywhere else, like the customizable BLA. Online or on campus, information at uas.alaska.edu. This message sponsored by the University of Alaska Southeast.
Brent Sass has been disqualified from the 2015 Iditarod for using a Wi-Fi capable iPod Touch.
I didn't use it, and I had zero intent in using it for a Wi-Fi connection in the checkpoints, but I was just completely clueless. I mean, I gave my dad my cell phone because I knew that you couldn't have cell phones on this race specifically, and I was just ignorant.
Many mushers use iPods along the race trail, but because the iPod Touch is capable of two-way communication, it is prohibited on the Iditarod Trail. Sass was running in fifth place when he was disqualified. Allie Zirkel's team was the first out of Tanana last night, leading the field down the Yukon River toward Ruby on the race's longest leg. Mushers are required to take a mandatory 8-hour rest at a checkpoint along the river. As Emily Schwing reports, sub-zero temperatures helped some mushers decide to take the rest early.
When Michelle Phillips arrived in Tanana, her team still wanted to run, but Phillips decided to take a rest. She says she feels like she's been out on the trail for much longer than 2 days.
It's just really different. You know, it's just a whole different thing, going to checkpoints you don't know and trail. It seems like the race has been going on for a while.
Phillips bedded down her dogs and wrapped them in thick, warm jackets, but she wasn't sure if she'd stay a full 8 hours.
I don't know. I just don't really know what to do. You know, I know it's going to be cold tonight, so if I took my 8, I think it's, what, 6:30?
It's like 7.
So, yeah, I'd be out on the river at 3. Still pretty friggin' cold.
Rumors of nighttime temperatures at 40 below zero circled the Tanana Dogyard. The forecast actually called for temperatures closer to 20 below along the Yukon River. That's still cold enough to convince Norwegian rookie Thomas Warner to stop for his mandatory rest.
And I don't want to spend the night on the river. Then I can rest in the daytime. You know, go 6-7 hours and then stop, rest, you know, and then go again.
The next run to Ruby is the longest of this year's route at 119 miles. Mushers may opt to split it into 2 or 3 runs. Martin Boozer wouldn't say for sure what he planned to do.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't even know what that means, splitting something up.
Boozer's team was parked right next to Allie Zirkel's. She also wouldn't say how she planned to split up her run.
By golly, I have figured that out.
Do you want to tell me?
Nope.
Why not?
Because I'm going to just see how it goes first.
And because Martin Boozer's standing right there?
I probably wouldn't tell you anyway.
Regardless of the long rest, Boozer wasn't looking forward to the night ahead.
Not at all.
No. Is it the cold or the distance?
It's the cold. It's as Robert Service this would say, it's the curse of cold that I hold, and it chills me down to the bone.
Martin's not from the interior, joked Allie Zirkel. The two rivals traded jibes in the dogyard as Boozer fed his dogs and Zirkel packed her sled to leave.
No, I'm not used to that horrible cold. I'm from the banana belt.
I'd train my dogs a lot more if I lived down where Martin lived.
But cold weather isn't the only thing on Boozer's mind. He says he learned enough from racing out in the front the last 2 years to know he doesn't want to lead the field again this year. Teams continued in and out of the checkpoint all night. With a long stretch of river miles ahead, they'll undoubtedly continue to jockey for position on what's reportedly a smooth yet frigid trail. On the Iditarod Trail, I'm Emily Schwing in Tanana.
Follow the coverage of this year's Iditarod at alaskapublic.org and on Twitter at APRN.
This is APRN.